This is the parcel number that ends in 001. I'm not sure what the, or it looks like.
The property got split. So the value should not be more than $800,000.
Okay. When you say the value should not be more than $800,000, what are you basing that on?
Because it's an exterior corridor, and again, the property is not in operation at this time because we are under construction and there is no revenue.
I understand there's no revenue. Do you, what was, did you just buy the property recently?
Yeah, I bought it, yeah, 2 years ago. Yeah. Okay. Then the city was not giving the permit and all to operate. And so then finally we got the permit to remodel the property. And so it is under remodel. So last 2 years there was no income, nothing, no commercial activity.
Okay, there was no income because the city had not given you a permit or?
Yeah, permit or the health department, all the permit, nothing. We cannot operate.
Okay. You are welcome to share with us what you bought the property for, if you wish, in that
the
2 years.
The thing is, the property was split into the two parts, the okay. ABN number now.
Okay, and the two different things that you've appealed here, those are the two that you bought it in, as one?
Yeah, 01 and 02, yeah.
You are welcome to tell us that, you know, what you purchased it for if you wish. Yeah, you're not required to.
I purchased in $1.9 million.
How many?
$1.9 million.
Okay. And the chief factor that you are indicating that are is that the properties were not able to be operated due to code violations with the city? Is that my understanding?
Yeah. When we bought the property, we were not told there is a code violation. Then we found out there was a code violation, and so city won't pursue for that until the code violations are corrected.
So when you purchased it, you didn't know about these violations. Is that what you're saying?
Right. The seller has all the information.
All right. I believe the assessor wants to be heard on her valuation. Go ahead.
We did bring the value of the property down.
Can you hear her?
Yeah, I can hear her.
Okay. And he's correct. He split it, but then when we moved it over, the combined amount, if you look at it, is $1.5 million. So we brought him down because we went back out to look and talk to him, but there's no proof that we have that it's worth that little. Like I said, we brought it down from 1.9 that he paid down to 1.5.
Well, no, it's the second one says 1.5 and the first one says 1.037.
So it's
2.5. Together it's 2.5.
All right. Then. No, we just did it by cost then. Sorry. It's hard when they split it. I looked at the wrong paper.
Okay, you said it was divided. What's on the two different?
So second property, now is like a residential property because it doesn't have lobby, doesn't have laundry service or nothing. So it is no more commercial anymore because it cannot independently stand as a hotel.
Which one is that?
The 02.
Okay, that's the one that you indicate is...
Yeah, it became a now residential property.
It's like...
Because it doesn't have lobby, it doesn't have anywhere we can put the front desk or anything. And it doesn't even have the laundry that we can make it, or we cannot even do the breakfast or anything. So right now we are under renovation, and we are adding those things, and then it will become commercial. Right now it is not commercial, it's a residential.
Susan, do you know anything about the other property not having those facilities?
No, like I said, our guys were out there. So I did find a sales letter. I'm guessing it's in the other folder. I looked at, there's a couple things to look at here. And
I think what he's saying is when he bought that, he wasn't aware of the code violations and that he couldn't open the hotel, and now he's got a piece of property that he can't use as a hotel, which is the second property. And the first, are you operating the first property as a hotel at this point?
Yeah, I started operating in a limited basis because the rooms are, all rooms are not available. So I have only 20 rooms available out of the 58.
We don't have anything from City of Branson about it not having occupancy. So.
Okay. Would this be a benefit to be able to calculate or try to calculate on a, not a cost basis, but an income basis? Okay.
No.
On the hotels, you're not doing an income basis anymore?
No, I don't have time, and I still have to do all the low-income housing for reasons I mentioned to you on the phone.
Okay.
If you want a star report, I can even send it to you.
Okay, part of the struggle for us, I apologize. What's your name?
Sadru. You can call me Sadru.
Okay, Sadru. We have to have some documentation or evidence generally to change, you know, to get an idea of what the value is. You certainly provided us some information here, and I think it's good information, but I'm a little concerned about being able to just try to value it out of thin air.
Yeah, I can give you the yeah, are you familiar with the star report, that property star report? That is a third party collect all the information on the hotel, and it tells you how much we are making.
Okay.
Or I can give you my tax return if you want.
Okay.
But that will cover many other business also. So.
So if I hear you correctly, you're wanting to provide more evidence to the board to make a decision?
Yeah, I can provide more.
Okay. I would move that we table this decision on BOE 2025-5 and 6 until... Do we have another... decent date, guys. I mean, you need a week?
Yeah, give me a week. I can send it to you.
Okay.
But on the second meeting, the 02, I don't have any information because the property cannot operate.
I should have something from the city he can provide.
Yeah, could you provide us maybe something from the city?
Yeah, I will send you the thing is, because I was trying to franchise it, and I can tell you the package that what they want me to do, and that can help you.
Okay.
I can provide the choice brand, the package.
Anything you can give us to help us make a decision on value, that would be helpful. Is there a time next week that we could set him in the morning, afternoon, something like that?
Yeah, I'm good. Can always call me. I'm on cell phone. So.
Okay, just 1 second. I'm talking to some other people trying to figure out a new date for you.
July 11th.
Is that okay with you guys?
Yeah,
we'll
be here anyway.
Okay, I make a motion. We table this matter till July 11th at what time?
Maybe
1 o'clock. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. All right. We'll give you a call that day sometime in the afternoon of July 11th.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay. Let me know, Ray, how do I submit the bathroom?
We will reach out to you and get and give you some email addresses for you to send that to. Okay?
Okay. Great.
All right.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
CC me?
And we are broadcasting now.
Still. Oh, we are broadcasting now. I got you. Elder Family Trust, Good Distraction Picket. We've got a bunch of individual nightly rentals, it looks like, probably. All right, that's a 10:30. We're pretty early. Do you guys want to take a five-minute break?
Sure.
Okay. We'll be in recess for 5 minutes.